Ushu nende nwe makani dog. Beshiko benesi akwe indigo. Mang indu dem. Ga osi squaji mekag indunjiba. Ga mesqua wako kag ninda. Elaine Fleming nindishina kas. Hello, my relatives, and welcome to History of Leech Lake. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman. That's the name the universe knows me by. And I'm a member of the Leech Lake Nation. I reside in Cass Lake, Minnesota. That's what it's known as now, but we knew it as Gamisqua Wakokog, the place where there were red cedar trees. I'm with the Loon Clan, and I teach at Leech Lake Tribal College, which is right across the street from KOJB, our very own nation radio station. How cool is that? And that's as good as suckerhead soup, I tell you. So I've been talking about She Naush Kung. And I wanted to think in this way today as I'm talking about She Naush Kung. You know, I'm thinking of this word in Andisowin. It has to do with humility. In Andisowin. And when I think of She Naush Kung, I think of him as being a humble man. You know, they say that when to be humble, you understand that in this universe, that you're no better than anybody else, any other thing. You're no better than any other thing or any other being in this universe. But also that you have a gift. And you have a gift of something that's given to you so that you can help the people. And She Naush Kung, you know, he helped the people. He was considered a leader and an elder for the people who settled along the south shore of Lake Bemidjigamog. And he got along with the settlers. And he was a humble man. Inane Disawin. And he told the truth, De Boy Win. He told the truth as best he could. You know, he welcomed there to this land, and he told them the name of Lake Bemidji, Bemidjigamog. And the settlers didn't understand that. They thought that was his name. So they say they named their city after Bemidjigamog. And Bemidjigamog means that water that's running sideways along the shore. And that has to do with the Mississippi, that big river, the Mississippi River that runs through Lake Bemidjigamog. But She Naush Kung's name was He Rattles. And I like to think of that about him being a peacekeeper, because he knew how what the settlers were bringing with them was a new way of life, and all these huge numbers of people, and our trees would be cut, and the animals would be affected, our land, we would lose our land, and our culture. So all during that time, he was still humble and Andisowin. And he told his truth to those settlers and to the people, De Boy Win. And so the settlers, they knew him to tell the truth in those types of times, it takes Ungadeiwin, which is courage. It takes great courage. The people that experienced those historical traumas of the past, they had great courage, Zungadeiwin. And so we today, we can know them. We can know our people as Gwayakwadisowin, as honest people. And even, you know, we know them today too as Nebwakawin, as wise people. So we're learning our history. And Shenawishkung, it begins with, he's born around 1834. And he died in 1904. He, 1883, he and other Cass Lake and Leech Lake Ojibwe settled on the south shore of Bay Michikamog. In 1888, they welcomed the first settlers there. And he survived during that time, and then he lived into the reservation-making era, which started around 1853. And that's when they would take 11 million acres of our land up in north central Minnesota, and it would be ceded to the United States government, and then these little reservations would be established, and we would be concentrated on them. It was also during that time, you know, that they, in 1867, when they created that White Earth Reservation, and they wanted everybody, all the people in Ojibwe, to settle there, to remove themselves to White Earth, and then that would open up their reservations to settlement, to the settlers. But here on Leech Lake, we stayed. And most of the reservations, all the reservations, the people stayed. Some moved to White Earth. But we are here, and we're a people of Leech Lake Nation. We have our own language and culture. We have our own history. We have our own land base, this 50% water. We have trees and berries and wild rice. We have all these wild animals, all the fish beings. Oh, and we have all these swamps. And so we are people of this land. And we are water people. And we know that we have to protect the trees and the water. We know that everything that was created before us is that we depend on it for life. And so we have to live our own good lives so that our children to be born and their children and their children and their children will also have good lives. Shenawishkung, he lived on into the assimilation era, and that was from 1887 to 1934. And he was, in 1871 when this era began, he was 37 years old. When the federal government decided concentrating Indigenous Americans on reservations was no longer working. Poverty, disease, and dependence on annuities had resulted, so the assimilation era began. Through the Dawes Allotment Act of 1887, the reservations would be divided up into individual allotments. The Ojibwe would be taught how to farm their land, become educated in the Western sense, and become successful U.S. citizens, so it was thought. All the extra land would then be opened up for settlement. The Ojibwe, however, would become even more poverty-ridden. It was 1877, in the midst of a disastrous locust plague, that Chief Flatmouth wrote, quote, "My people are starving and freezing, and no work is being done for us. Our children are consequently suffering. In October, the hungry pillagers broke into the government warehouse, taken government goods, and killed government cattle." It was a time, it was hard, hard times in 1877 and throughout all those years, yet our people, we survived, and we lived through those times. And we are still here today, living on this land that we respect and we love. Zagayitiwin. Because we are just that. We are wise people. Nibwakawin. And so we're going to go into this assimilation era, 1871 to 1934. And we'll share things that happened during that time here on History of Leech Lake. Miigwech bisandawiyeg, miigwech minu bimatisiwin, miigwech for this good life, miigwech mi'iu.